Hey there, the name is Big Riggins, and I love anything on wheels, wings, or water. And this is my little one.
Hi, I'm Lil Riggins. My dad is a mechanic, which means he fixes up vehicles.
That's right. If a contraption has wheels, wings, propellers, or springs, and can take you from one place to another, you can bet that I can fix it.
We can fix anything that can take you from one place to another. And Dad, you forgot to introduce someone.
Oh yeah. Today, we brought a very special member of the Riggins clan. Sparkplug the dog. Come here, Sparkplug. Good boy.
My turn. Come here, Sparkplug. That tickles.
Well, that's just the sweetest thing.
I love Sparkplug and all, but why did we bring him today, Dad? He usually doesn't join us when we fix up vehicles.
Well, I think old Sparkplug will especially like what we're here to fix today. Ain't that right, Sparkplug? Today, we're in the middle of a cold, snowy field. Want to share what we're doing here, Lil Riggins?
We're freezing.
Yeah, we're definitely doing that. It's colder than a polar bear's toenail out here. But today, we'll be fixing up one of the oldest vehicles out there. One of the cutest, too.
How can a vehicle be cute?
I can't wait for you to find out. So, let's round the corner of this here hill and see for ourselves.
Okay, Sparkplug, lead the way. Whoa, he's really pulling.
We're about to turn the corner and see. In three,
two,
one.
I can't believe it. Wolves. A whole field of wolves. Wow.
These aren't wolves. They're dogs. Sled dogs, to be exact.
Well, they look like wolves.
That they do. Wolves and sled dogs are both pretty big, with triangle ears and really poofy tails. But I promise you, these are dogs, just like old Sparkplug here. In fact, go play with your new friends, Sparkplug.
Aw, they're all playing.
Yeah, Sparkplug always was good at making friends.
So, Dad, are we here to fix a dog?
No, not a dog. We're here to fix what the dogs pull. It's in this shed, next to where the dogs are playing. Let's open it on three. Ready? One,
two, three. Wow. It's a big sled.
That's right. These here sled dogs get hitched in front of the sled and pull it in the coldest, snowiest parts of the world.
But don't the dogs get cold and tired?
Lil Riggins, I love how concerned you are. But these dogs love the cold. They've got really thick fur coats that keep them nice and warm. And they love to run. Sled dogs can run for hours and hours and not get tired. They can run over 100 miles in a day and not break a sweat.
Wow, that is cool.
Cool is right. Do you want to count the sled dogs?
Yeah.
One sled dog.
Two sled dogs.
Three sled dogs.
Four sled dogs.
Five sled dogs.
Six sled dogs.
Seven sled dogs.
Eight sled dogs.
This dog sled team has eight sled dogs, and they all work together to pull the sled to where it needs to go.
They're all so beautiful. In fact, they may be the most beautiful dogs I've ever seen. I mean, Sparkplug is cute and all, but these dogs are...
majestic?
Yeah. Look, some of the dogs are so white and poofy that they look like cloud dogs. And some are black and white with icy blue eyes.
See, I told you. Majestic.
So, what part of the dog sled needs to be fixed?
I'm glad you asked. We need to fix the harness. The harness is what you put around the dog to connect their leash to the sled. Unlike a dog collar, which goes around a dog's neck, a harness goes around the body of the dog so they can pull a heavy sled without any discomfort.
And what's wrong with the harness?
The material around the metal ring that connects the leash is all tattered and worn out. If it doesn't get repaired, it could snap and the dogs would become disconnected from the sled.
That could be bad if you're in the middle of a snowstorm.
Right you are. Looks like a repair is in order. And I'm fixing to fix it.
Can I help, Dad?
You bet. In fact, I can really use your help. Hold on to this part of the harness while I tighten this. There.
Did we fix it?
Oh, yeah. These harnesses won't be breaking anytime soon. Now, there's just one more thing to do.
What's that?
We need to go to the next town over. There's some really important packages that we need to pick up when we get there. And then, we need to head back here. It's too snowy for the truck.
Dad, are you suggesting what I think you're suggesting?
Yup. We're gonna hitch up these dogs and use the dog sled.
Cool.
Do me a favor and help me connect the harnesses that are on the dogs to the leash of the dog sled. Ready?
Ready.
There we go. go. 8 sled dogs, hitched up and ready to pull us to the next town over.
Dad, shouldn't Sparkplug help pull the sled too?
Well, every dog was made for a purpose. And I can tell you, old Sparkplug's purpose isn't to pull a sled in the freezing snow. His job is more...
keeping us company on the couch.
Right you are. Sparkplug will ride with us in the sled. We'll put him in the big basket in the front, and we stand in the back of the sled on these here footboards.
Like this?
Exactly. And then we grab tight onto this handlebar. And when you're ready, at the count of 3, we'll tell the dogs to mush together.
Mush?
Mush is what you say to get the dogs to pull the sled. Are you ready?
Ready.
Then on the count of 3, we say mush. 1, 2, 3,
mush! Whoa! We're moving, and so fast!
I told you these dogs like to run.
But do they know the way?
These dogs have the route memorized. They'll get us there lickety-split. In the meantime, let's enjoy the beautiful scenery. The snow-covered trees. The snow-covered mountains. And the snow-covered...
snow!
And the snow-covered snow. We're here.
You were right, Dad. They got us here in no time at all. And they don't seem tired one bit. But they do seem excited.
Well, that's because we're here to pick up their puppies. They're over here in this kennel.
Oh my goodness! Cuteness overload!
I know. These little pups couldn't be any cuter. And we'll put them in the sled's basket with Sparkplug so they'll be nice and safe for the ride.
We're ready.
Then let's head back. Mush!
We're back where we started, and Sparkplug did a great job babysitting the puppies.
I told you, every dog was made to do a job, Lil Riggin.
This was a really great day, Dad.
Glad you liked it.
But I think I'm ready to go. I'm hungry and tired. I'm cold.
Then let's get you and Sparkplug back into the heated truck. I've got warm hot cocoa and a peanut butter and grape jelly sandwich waiting for you.
With the crusts cut off?
With the crusts cut off. And a biscuit for you, Sparkplug. You were a very good boy.
Hey.
Dad, can we sing our night driving song?
You got it.
Whether it floats or flies in the sky, if something's broke, it's a job for you and I. Step by step, we'll look for clues.
My daddy always knows what to do.
Rockets and sleds and boats and submarines. I love